if he's okay with it, yeah. don't kink shame him, me. I don't know. If he's not, I don't know. Like, there.
No, I.
You know what? As long as there are two or more consenting adults, then I don't really give a shit what you do.
Yeah.
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host,
Salsa
James.
Shanna, you look so concerned.
James. I am.
God it's like damn, you don't know how to process this wrong. Because you know it's wrong.
So much happened.
But you also know that it's not wrong.
Right.
But it is definitely not.
Yeah.
It's not wrong, but it's not correct.
Yes. Yes.
That.
That. Okay. Thank you.
Which is a thing I have said to Joe quite a bit, actually, yeah. over the course of the past several years.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshole.
Yeah.
It just isn't. Done.
Just isn't done.
Yeah, it's not wrong. It's just not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyway, it's been a few weeks.
It has been.
It has
been. We've got a bit of drinking to catch up on.
Oh, well, then I better do that. What am I drinking?
What are you drinking?
You're holding the can.
I'm assuming you two are drinking a beer of some sort. So I'm having a Crown Royal Washington Apple canned cocktail beverage.
God damn.
And I think we've had this before.
We have indeed.
And it continues to be delicious.
I know.
Excellent.
Love it.
Why I gave it to you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
James and I are drinking from Torg Brewery. We are having a Right Well Chuffed Scotch Ale.
Right Well Chuffed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds very...
What a gorgeous can.
It doesn't care if you can. Compliment it.
The can is pretty standard. Are you talking about the label upon the can?
Hey, Scotch Ale. Nice can.
Sweet. Yeah, the kilt that covers the can.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a little snort
just,
here.
Would you just drink? James, could you just drink? Maybe. Maybe just
and then
drink.
And then drink. And drink some more. And every time you feel the need to talk... Drink something.
I need you to know that
you're
will not improve me.
You're supposed to be drinking right now.
In any way.
How is it, James? Okay, but actually, how is it? Like, now I want you to talk, so Salsa can stuff
it. This isn't you feeling the need.
It's fucking decent. Yeah. It tastes really good. It's it's got like a complex flavor to it.
I've got a complex,
delicious.
Too.
It's caramelly,
yeah,
and
nutty.
It's got a peatiness, not a very like smoky peaty, but just that earthy peaty.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got a dirty peatiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not too nutty.
Look, here's the thing. I know that's not dirty, but the way you said it sounded dirty. Like.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Well, I'm glad we're all here. But, Salsa, what have you been up to over the past couple of weeks?
Oh, goodness. I did some Renaissance festivals. I did some other things. Yeah, I did a show at a college.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I did the Nebraska Renaissance Festival of Nebraska. It was a grand old time.
Not to be confused.
Had a, yes, indeed, a fantastic old time doing that show. I love that show. I got a good compliment from the owner as I was heading out. He was telling me that he likes having me opening weekend to build a momentum.
That's
that's amazing.
That's a fucking great compliment.
Yeah, I felt pretty good after that one.
That's
nice.
That's actually one of the tougher things to do as a performer is to start from nothing and build momentum.
Yeah, this was down in Omaha. I have a friend from high school who lives in Omaha. We got together, had dinner together at this super divey place. It's Jimbo's Diner. And it is exactly what you think it is.
I already love this.
Yeah. I want some.
It is a greasy spoon that is attached to a Keno bar.
Oh, wow.
And so, like...
And gas station? Tell me there's also a gas station.
It's not a gas station,
God damn it.
But it is greasy spoon and
it's
every...
It's a greasy spoon, like, it's a greasy fork, and a greasy knife.
Yeah. Nice. Every direction you look, there is a screen with Keno on it.
Yeah, it's a greasy spork. A greasy napkin.
But yeah, it's like this is it's just chicken fried steak and biscuits and gravy as far as the eye can see.
God damn.
Nice. Yes.
And it's I love it so much. We go there Magical. Every year because it's so fucking good. And mm-hmm. you eat like this huge plate of you know greasy spoon food, and then you get the bill and it's like $18.
You're like, okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
brilliant.
It's one of those places. Nice. I love it so much. And then yeah, we went to the place that we always go to get cocktails afterwards, mm-hmm. the Cut Spike Distillery in Omaha, mm-hmm. and we get in there, and they're like, I'm sorry, we cannot serve you. The
oh, no.
entire place has been rented out for a wedding.
Oh, no.
And we're like, can we still buy bottles? And they were like, yes, I can sell you bottles. And I was like, excellent.
Give me bottles. All right.
But this year, they did not have this in previous years, but this year, they finally have a gin.
Right.
So I bought a bottle of their gin, completely untasted, because I couldn't.
Right. Right.
They couldn't serve me.
Right.
So I was like, well, I'm going to take a swing at this. But so, yeah, I bought a bottle of their gin as well as, 1.5 of their vodka, because it's really good. And I was like, well, we can't drink here. Let's go somewhere else. And my friend was like, okay, well, there's this place.
It's the parking
like,
lot.
A mile away.
A garage.
Yeah.
Ah. Ooh. And we're just like, okay, cool. We'll go to this place. And we go there. And we pull up. And I'm like, why have you been keeping this from me? Because it is one of those places that you walk in, and there is one wall that is just that wall of booze.
Oh.
And I mean floor to ceiling. And I mean there is a ladder on a brass rail that mm-hmm. rolls back and forth behind the bar that they that salsa. She did have to climb up a couple times when my friend and I were there ordering drinks.
Imagine you doing the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
slide.
But it was, instead of books, it was booze.
Open up the doors to the library, but it's booze as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, no, we did get a, and their whiskey selection was like, 2 pages
Tales
in small print. Think Moscow on the Hill, but like whiskey.
Nice.
And not on a hill.
And also not on a hill.
Yeah.
yeah, it that was. And there was a couple scotches we tried where she had to like get the ladder over there and climb up and get the bottle down and blow off the dust.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, this is what I want right
fantastic.
Now.
Oh,
that's fucking awesome.
It was great. It was really, really fun. I enjoyed that a great deal. But yeah, then the weekend after that, just a couple days ago, I did a show for St. Kate's University.
Oh.
Excellent.
Their end of year big party is called the Dewdrop Bop. And they hired me to come and entertain at that, which was a grand old time.
Nice.
My wife is the alma mater there. I've dated people that have gone there, like St. Kate's I'm familiar with.
I've dated people who have dated people who have gone there.
Yeah. So it was...
yeah.
Two plus one.
It was two at the chandelier.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right. Good. But I had a great time. I went there. It was a 45-minute show, so I kind of had to pad out my show a little bit, which was fine. I just added a bunch of stuff that I don't usually do.
You just dropped stuff.
I added.
He added a wall with a ladder.
Yeah.
He just.
And then there was a ramp.
Yes.
But I did things like blockhead and glass eating that I normally don't do, and I just added it to the show. But I get there and just before the show, I'm suddenly like, oh shit, I forgot a wipe rag.
Oh no!
Because when I swallow my swords,
yeah,
they're covered in esophageal goo, you know, liquid.
Yeah,
and when I breathe fire, I'm covered in fuel.
Yep. Yeah.
So having something to wipe my face is very nice to have.
Yeah.
And I did not have that with me. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to be real greasy when I'm done here. Covered in fuel. Which is never fun, but it also means I'm going to get home and I'm just going to have chemical burn all the way down my chin.
Oh, yep. No.
Yeah, by the time I got home, I was just, like, flaky. You know, I got chin dandruff real bad. So, but again, that's what happens when you're a fire performer. I'm aware of that.
Apparently, I'm a fire performer, and I didn't know it.
But I was halfway through my show when I realized I had forgotten another important piece of my kit.
Oh, no.
Specifically, I had gotten to the part where I'm laying on the bed of nails, and I remove my shirt to show everybody that I'm going to lay on this bed of nails without any piece of fabric between me and the nails, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I start to unbutton my shirt, and I'm like, ha, 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 and then I'm like, oh, usually when I do this show, I have a necklace. Why is a necklace an important bit of kit, you may ask? Here's why. Because I have a lapel mic.
Yep.
So now I've got this lapel mic, and I'm holding this lapel mic going, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And then I look down, and I made a choice.
Oh, shit. No.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, honey.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Yep, no, that lapel mic went on my nipple.
Okay.
Oh, was it entertaining?
The crowd went fucking apeshit.
There you go, then. That was a calculated choice, and it apparently paid off.
The crowd lost their minds, and they were like, ha, look at this crazy insane fucker do this crazy insane thing. And in my brain, I was going, ha.
Just the dial-up noise.
So I get the shirt off, and then I unclip it from my nipple and hold it.
Sure.
Because, woof, even that 10 seconds was a lot.
God.
Oh, that, yeah.
And those have little alligator teeth.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they do. And well, it's metal, and they're small with a strong clip.
Yes. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm not asking questions. I don't want to know how you know.
I'm not giving answers.
Well, okay. I wasn't asking either. But yeah, I did tell my wife afterwards, but I did. And she was like, you clipped a lapel mic to your nipple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At an all-girls Christian school.
Uh-huh.
And I went,
Yep. Sure did.
That happened.
Yep.
Did anyone tip you for it? Or I feel like you could have made a little extra skrill off of that.
When you pulled the lapel mic off, did the little alligator clip go?
Oh, God.
But yeah, no, then, yesterday was Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Did the kids really were like, we want to do all the things. And so we woke up and we made her an egg bake for breakfast.
Aww.
It was delicious. And then the kids cleaned her car out. And then what did we do? We bought a lawnmower.
For Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
An electric one.
Ooh.
It's electric.
Boogie.
But then, so on Wednesday, my wife put on the calendar a date. And she told me, she was like, I put a date for Mother's Day on the calendar. And I went, okay.
Okay.
And that is what I knew of it.
All right.
Is I knew that at 2:00 on Mother's Day, we were going on a date. And that's all I knew. I was just like, "What? How should I dress?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's about what I knew.
Okay.
Turns out we were going
good cargo pants.
Turns out we went to the opera.
Ooh.
Oh, which one?
No. The Barber of Seville.
Oh, dang.
Fucking hell.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh.
No, I was like, oh, yes, I'm absolutely taking you to the opera. I think I got the better end of the deal on this one.
Yes.
You're married to Rader Lee. We all think you got the better end of the deal.
Right.
No.
Correct.
Completely without knowing it, I went to go see Rossini. And I was super happy about it. And they were good seats, too. Barber of Seville at the Ordway. And had a lovely time.
That's so sweet.
Aww.
And while we were there, they, like, the perfect person came out at the beginning to talk about, you know, welcome, thank you for coming, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do the thing. And he goes, so we are, this is the last show of the 2024-2025 season. We're getting ready for the 2026 season. Here are the shows that are going on there. And to promote this and everything like that, today only, if you buy your season tickets today before you leave here, 50% off.
Holy shit.
Ooh, does somebody have season tickets?
So my wife and I have season tickets to the opera next year.
Oh my God, yes!
Oh, fuck, we gotta get you those little glasses.
Yeah. Ooh! Maybe so, the binocular things?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's gonna be Cosi Fan Tutti.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. I've seen that one before. I love it. I'm happy to see it again. There's a premiere of something called My Name is Florence. Do not know much about that one. There is a opera called Edgar, which
I have heard of that.
I had not heard of it, which really surprised me. It is a I had the name. I'm just blanking right now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess Edgar.
No, surprisingly, there's nobody in the opera at all.
Puccini, that's what it is.
It's
like the second opera by Puccini, so it's it is one of the lesser known ones that he did.
Oh wow!
But it is going to be a concert of Puccini, of Edgar. So instead of a fully staged production, it is just going to be
the music.
And the singing.
Even so. Yeah.
Which, still looking forward to. Yeah, but the last one.
Oh my God, if you say my favorite, I'm going to scream.
The last one. The one that is going to be a year from, you know, basically now.
Yeah.
Pagliacci.
Oh. All right. Not my favorite, still a very good call.
I do. And, I do love Pagliacci. The jokes. I now know several Pagliacci jokes.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm.
God damn.
But yeah, we're going to go see Pagliacci.
Nice.
Amazing.
And they were also like, if you sign up today before you leave, you get a poster for one of those operas for free.
Ooh.
So I have a Pagliacci.
Good job. Look at you, buddy.
Excellent, excellent.
Maybe you can get it signed by somebody.
By Pagliacci, yeah.
No. God damn.
Jenna, what's your favorite opera? I'm very
curious.
Aren't
you supposed to be drinking right now instead of talking?
Yeah. Oh, look,
I mean, my favorite opera is Carmen.
Carmen's a real good one.
It was my first opera. It continues to be my favorite. I played the Seguidilla and another popular one from Carmen that I can't remember the name of, but for like orchestra and for piano in elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not the Toreador song or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
That's fucking awesome.
That one's my favorite. It's also about a woman that's seen as promiscuous, that has emotional things, and then dudes show up and
she's just living her life.
Yeah, and somehow that speaks to me. Mm-hmm. Dudes Wild. Showing up and just duding all over the place and making life harder for her.
Fault. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
No. Jenna had an opera like that once.
I had an opera like that once, yes.
God damn.
Yep.
Carmen continues to be my favorite.
Yeah. No, it is a very good one. Yes. I will absolutely admit to that one. But.
So if anybody ever gets tickets, either get one for me or don't tell me.
Oh.
Those are the options.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about it if you go without me. Fuck off.
But it did give me the opportunity on the drive home to then call my mother and wish her happy Mother's Day, and also completely nerd the fuck out on opera with her for about 20 minutes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because my mother as has been mentioned before on this podcast, has her master's degree in music. She's a music teacher. She's the reason I love opera today.
Nice.
And so,
oh, fantastic.
Like, yeah. Just hey, so Mom, in the overture, when they did this one thing, they did this really cool thing that I'd never heard before. They do where, you know, usually on this phrase they do this, and on here they like drew it really back, and it was almost like like a whisper in the background, and it kind of gave this interesting dynamic, and it kind of left me feeling a little off balance. You know how when you're walking downstairs and you think you're at the bottom stair and you try to take a step and there's nothing there and you kind of stumble forward? It was kind of like that musically, whereas I'm expecting this phrase to happen and they pulled it way back and it was almost like an afterthought and I just kind of mentally stumbled forward like, oh, this isn't as solid as... And Mom was like, oh, that's really interesting. And my wife is just rolling her eyes at us about how stupid we're being about opera.
So anyway. My mom is the reason that I love opera, too. Yeah, fantastic.
So
not I my know.
Mom. Yeah.
I enjoy opera despite my mom, I think.
Mm-hmm. Literally to spite her.
No, despite her. Because, she enjoys... Mom's side was musically inclined. Yeah. So,
fair enough.
Yeah. My grandpa was a music teacher. Gotcha, everybody learned how to play violin, whether they wanted to or not.
Jesus.
When Jessa was younger, my grandparents were like, so when's she learning violin? And I'm like, she doesn't have any interest. And oh my God. Oh, I may as well slap them all individually. I just, what?
And you didn't want to slap all of them, just a few of them.
Yeah. I don't know. Steve's cool. So, sure. No, but...
Agreed. Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, my mom did enjoy opera. Mm-hmm. I like opera, despite the fact that my mom enjoyed opera. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was a condensed 2 weeks.
James? Excellent.
Can you condense it?
Yeah.
All right.
Caught up with an old friend, which was fantastic. I did a shitload.
You know, if they're running away from you, don't catch up to them. Just let them go.
If you ever drop your keys into a river of molten lava, let them go, because, man, they're gone.
I was going to say, what's the love quote? If you love someone, let them go.
If you spew and she bolts, then it was never meant to be.
But if you hurl and she helps clean it up,
then it's true love.
God, people are weird.
Wayne's World, man.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why I'm single.
Don't let that be the only reason. I had a nice time. And then I went and immediately did the British panel show that I had been talking about.
Yeah.
And it was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. I had such a blast. First of all, several unexpected friends in the audience. Mm. Second thing was just when a cast or when a panel like really gels together and plays off of one another, It's beautiful. Very much like when you get into the fucking mile-long fat mom volley. Just back and forth. And just callbacks and then
nice.
Circling around stuff.
Aww,
and like
yay.
Just good wordplay and all of that stuff. It felt... Any time I had... some snide or dumbass remark about anything. Mm-hmm. It was like they left an open seat for me.
Aww.
to set that on the table. it was so good. It was absolutely exquisite. I had such a fucking blast, and the showrunner was really nervous about it, but afterward he was just like glowing.
I can picture all of this actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I had a brilliant time, and we lost absolutely catastrophically. It was 6-1. We
who's we against who?
It was myself, Mahmoud Hakima.
Okay, sure.
And then Eric Thompson. Christopher French. The precept of the show is that you have to tell a lie or a truth
so
in such a way.
So the three of you were on a team.
We were on one team.
Okay.
And then three people that I think none of us had ever met. We're on the other team.
Oh, which interesting.
Made it even more interesting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because you can't tell what their tells are.
Right. And we sure fucking couldn't. They had us dead to rights, but yeah.
Ooh, we, all right.
We got 1 point by correctly guessing in one of the middle games. Mm. And that was our only fucking point.
Oh, God.
But we also, we did fake commercials, and those were super fun.
Yeah.
We did all kinds of stuff. It was, God, it was just glorious. Great audience. Good laughers. Superb. Brilliant time. I would definitely 100% do another show at the Hive Collaborative. Oh, my God. The fucking green room.
Yeah?
They downstairs, bigger than the stage, an enormous, like, full-height room without a bunch of pipes and coat hangers and other people's props and
I never
servers.
Worry about the height of the room. That's true. I want to be clear.
That is very fair.
This means nothing to me, but I'm very happy for you, my tall friend.
You don't have to squeeze past people.
I don't know if They're I could not, get like, in the mood for a show. If I wasn't
if you in were a able janky to stand green room.
Yeah, if you weren't in a effectively like a porta potty with shelves in it.
Yeah.
The fucking Bryant Lake Bowl is magical. I do love it. And also.
But there's just something about that like 70s carpet. You know,
and with, that weird green room smell.
Yeah, like I don't know if I could get ready for a show
can't
without it.
I can't quantify it, but it is.
It's like slightly damp.
Yeah.
But not mildewy.
Joe says it smells like balls in every green room.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's that stale sweat.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
No,
I would call it something else, but
It's gorgeous. There's a bathroom down there. I didn't know what to do with all the space. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
You start just like spinning around in circles and did you have a cat? Could you swing a dead cat?
If that were something I had, I could probably have rave poised several of them.
You only need one for each hand.
Yeah,
James, that's
you can rave poi a dead cat in here.
Yes,
To be fair, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
Like, who hasn't rave poised a dead cat or two?
Anyway, let he who has not rave poised a dead cat cast the first dead cat stone. Yeah. So a wonderful experience. I had so much fun. So there was that, and then it's been fucking scaldingly hot out. I spent a tiny amount of time on Mother's Day visiting Jax's parents, and I was sitting under an umbrella or in air conditioning the entire day.
I believe it.
And I still got sunburned.
Of course.
Like I'm still like pink.
Mm.
Fuck. I'm trying to do gardening in the mornings now.
Sure. That makes sense.
So that I don't get worse sunburn. But that also means that I have to put a pause on my gym visits with friends.
I get that.
In order to work out by pulling weeds and such. Yeah. Well.
These things happen.
It'll be good to get back to.
Mm. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I saw a million shows. I actively saw a show almost every night last week. Mm.
And there was a million nights.
There was a million nights last week. So
a feast of a million tacos.
Buckle the fuck up.
The million and one nights. It's the sequel.
Yes.
So anyway, last Monday, when apparently you guys couldn't record without me.
Yeah.
I went to see Five Fifths of Fringe.
Ooh.
It is a Fringe fundraiser. They pick a movie or a show of some type, and they split it into five different pieces. You know, the first part, the second, fifth, third, fifth, blah, 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 right? And they give each fifth of the show to a different theater company to do their take on the fifth that they have been given. And so the first fifth was done by a company that does drag.
Nice.
And a lot of gender exploration stuff. Mm-hmm. And they did a couple of dances that were incredible. Absolutely a fun, fantastic time. The second group was the Improv Movement Project. With such stars as Sean Dillon and Gregory Parks. And a whole bunch of other people that I know, but I don't think we've talked about on the podcast. And they do improv, and they do not talk. It is all movement-based. So they got, basically the chunk that they got was the vast majority of the Labyrinth trials, from the beginning of the Labyrinth up to right before the fire imps or whatever, the fire puppets with the heads and stuff. Oh, they did Labyrinth, by the way. I forgot to mention that part.
Context clues,
So they did the
Genuinely thought they were doing Greek mythology at first, because that's the nerd I am.
It was the fire imps part that clued me in.
They did Labyrinth, which is my absolute favorite from the 80s. So but they ended up, like, at one point they had people tumbling across the stage like they were rocks, and they had a person on another person to be Ludo. And so these people did, they rolled over as rocks. And just, my favorite one was anytime somebody posed as Jareth, they would do the juggling the balls thing with one hand.
Right.
And the first time somebody went to do this, there's like 15 people in this group. Mm-hmm. All right, let's be clear. The first time somebody went to do this, they took a stance, a nice wide stance, and they're doing the balls and the hand thing. And then somebody came up and put their hands over his crotch area.
Right.
And then about 12 other people also came up and put their hands over the crotch area. So that by the time everybody had their hands over there, it was just this massive bulge.
Good.
Yep. To represent Jareth. It was hilarious. And then, the third part was basically the fire imps up to the ballroom thing, the ballroom dream. Mm-hmm. And it was a dance company, which was perfect for the fire imps. Like,
nice.
Oh my God, they were so good. The fourth part was Ballroom and the Junk Lady, done by, oh my God, I can't think of the name of the group, and I absolutely love them. Why can't I think of them? Winding Sheet.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
They basically talked about sexual awakenings during their portion of it, and what the ballroom scene meant to them, and some other aspects of it. It was a nice combination of storytelling and movement prop work, where the Junk Ladies ended up dressing one person that was talking about how important the ballroom scene was to them with, like, trash bags and stuff. But by the end of it, she looked like Sarah for the ballroom scene, more or less, a representation of it, and then went into a ballroom scene thing. And it was lovely. It was just lovely. And then the last fifth was Phantom's Chorus, known for their puppetry.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed important to have in a Labyrinth show. And they took it to the end. They had amazing puppets. Their Hoggle was my favorite. Because they had the body was the torso, and the legs stopped at the knees. So when the person was walking, they had to kind of do like a little squat walk.
Mm-hmm.
But the head was on a hand. So the head would be like right here on like kind of chest torso area.
Sure.
But then could move around to be expressive. And it was, I can't I can't describe it and do it justice. It was fantastic puppetry.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice on him sounded so much like Hoggle.
Nice.
But for the, I'm going to call it the Escher scene.
Sure.
Yeah. We all know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They ended up doing a projected shadow puppets with different layers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you could like fade in like Jareth's eyes and then pull it out and shift Amazing. And rotate the stairs at the same time. And then there would be the baby and there was one with Sarah just falling in shadow profile through everything as it was turning. It was incredible. It was exquisite.
That's
shadow
fucking awesome.
Puppetry.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was 5/5 of Fringe. That's what I did Monday.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Tuesday, I took in a show called Holidating. Mm-hmm. It is an improvised musical rom-com. Yeah. Chris Rodriguez was in
Aww.
It. Along with some other favorites. Yeah, they're at Brentlake Bowl every month, and they do a different improvised musical based on the holiday of the month. So this one was a Mother's Day musical.
Huh, yeah.
Rom-com, and two single parents got together on Mother's Day, Aww. And it was lovely.
Naturally.
But the thing about this group is that their improvised songs are amazing. Like, you're like, no, you practiced that ahead of time. They did not.
Mm-hmm.
It was... They layer on top of each other. They harmonize. It's just incredible work. Highly recommend catching them at the Brentlake Bowl. Wednesday, I didn't see a show.
Okay.
I did streaming with my family. So that's kind of like doing a show.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Thursday, I saw Three Sisters. Theater Pro Rata at the Crane Theater is doing Chekhov's Three Sisters.
Okay.
And they're doing a companion piece called No Sisters.
Hmm.
That plays at the same time in the lobby. It is, the companion piece No Sisters is a kind of a meta green room. All of the characters know that they're actors. And that their character's kind of a thing, a little bit. But it's a lot of the characters that aren't on stage as much for the Three Sisters show get to do more in-depth meta work in the lobby performing this other show. And they run at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And there's, and the timing is phenomenal. On this, the way it was written, the way it was staged, everything timed out fantastically. Intermission, and at the same time. Like, we started God clapping, damn. And they started clapping on the stage at the same, like, perfect. So, but the problem is that you can only see one of the shows at a time.
Right.
So, on Thursday, I saw Three Sisters, and on Friday, I saw No Sisters.
That's cool as hell.
And I fucking recommend it.
And after 2 days, she had seen 1.5 sisters.
Mm-hmm. On average.
Yes. Bring two friends. See a sister each.
Mm. But, yeah, it was really, really well done.
Mm.
I don't like Chekhov.
Okay.
That'll come back up. I don't like the way most people produce Chekhov. Like, it always feels like it's more of a caricature than a person.
Sure.
Right? I fucking loved this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody felt real.
Nice.
Even the sister-in-law character, Natasha, like, she was kind of a caricature, but she felt like a real person could be that caricature.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she kind of has to be a caricature for that play to work. But,
sure.
Yeah, it was incredible. The actors that you may know from that were Doug Washington, Nissa Nordland, Sean Dillon,
Dang.
Sam Landman.
Wow.
Those are the... Jeremy Motes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's one more that you might know that I just can't think of it right now. But, yeah, It was. Fuck.
That sounds incredible.
It was such a good cast, and they were all fucking solid. And when you think about some of, obviously, the Furneaux sisters, none of the three Plain sisters were in the No Sisters, because there's no sisters.
Right.
Oh, I get
yeah.
it now.
Oh, God damn it.
But we got to, like, there was a moment that Duck had that mm-hmm. I'm just like, well, I'm just going to cry.
Yeah.
Just openly weep right here while Duck's giving this amazing, incredible speech. Fuck that guy. Yeah, it was really good, you guys.
Yeah.
Solid performances. Highly recommend. I personally did a back-to-back, and I recommend that for people of the same mindset as me, where you don't want to forget anything in between the two of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But also, Chekhov can be a lot for people, so if you need to space it out, do so. Mm. Also, seating is very limited for No Sisters.
Sure.
So if you're hoping to see it, book those tickets now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because yeah, you're already running out of time. Absolute high recommend.
It's at the Crane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's at the Crane, done by Theater Pro Rata.
Nice.
And then.
Do not bring any firearms, or you will have to use them.
Yes.
I refuse to say. If anything was smoking in that theater area.
Other than the cast, Switz, woo.
Actually, no, most of the cast. Yeah.
We've mentioned it on many occasions how handsome some of these people are.
Switz, woo.
I think that's a fantastic phrase.
That's
I've never heard it before.
It's a common Britishism.
Is it, though?
Apparently.
Is it, though?
Indubitably.
Okay.
So on Saturday, I saw a show, I think it's a premiere, Finding Jay Mitchell.
Hmm.
It is a comedy mystery show.
Oh.
That
I like those things.
Some of my friends are in. Edwin Stout, Allison Anderson.
Wow.
Matthew Sachs,
mm-hmm.
A couple other people I know kind of a little bit, but it was a murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it out.
Ooh.
That rarely happens to me. I was so excited. I went with Angela Fox, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting next to her, and there was one specific clue that dropped, and I went. I'm just like trying not to scream out loud and just pumping my fist.
You guilty motherfucker.
Pointing. I'm like, yeah. I know who did. Like, yeah. And then when it was revealed, I basically stood up in my spot. Just like, I got it. I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I was still distracting, though. I know it was distracting to Angela sitting next to me, who was trying not to laugh. But, yeah, it was a very fun time. Some of the acting I preferred over some of the other acting.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie. Like, some of it. There were some times I was like, this person is not for me.
Sure.
But the play itself was super fun. I enjoyed the writing, the staging, everything that they did with it. And, yeah. I like it when I get to figure out who done it. Yeah. So that was great.
It's such a great feeling.
Yeah. So, and then I did not see anything on Sunday. I had a million different plans and ended up having to cancel all of them. So my body's been shitty again. So it is what it is.
It is.
But.
Socks.
But yeah, that's a lot of what I've been doing. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yes, I think we're
going to. We can do that.
Then let's do that. We'll take a break now and be back after these messages from our sponsors, who are us.
We have sponsors?
No.
Shit.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I once purchased a man, but no man is an island.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Fuck.
Just going to leave that one completely without context.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
100%.
Jenna is giving me dagger looks right now, and I couldn't be happier.
Fucker, I'm so mad at you. Angry.
But that's okay, because it is time. Four.
No, five.
Three. Two.
Seven.
One.
Zero. Fast five.
Fast five. God damn it.
Oh,
what the hell is going on tonight, you guys?
Oh, wow.
What did we do? Is it the allergies? It might be the allergies. Who here is on allergy medication? Is it just me? Oh, it's all of us. Okay.
Oh, good.
Figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right.
This is my first time on 24-hour medication for allergies.
How's that going for you?
It's great.
I can't feel energy allergies or my nose.
I can't feel Salsa's nose. Wait. Nope. Never mind.
Don't look at me like that, James. We're not nose friends.
You can pick your friends' nose.
No, you can't.
But can you feel my nipples?
Not since they were clipped by a microphone.
Oh my God!
It gets good reception on those things.
But can you feel my balls?
Where are they?
No. Oh my God. Oh my God.
In Rayleigh's purse.
Oh,
it's funny. She doesn't have a purse.
Does she have like a bag?
No, she has pockets.
Oh.
Huh.
I like keeping everything in a bag.
A bag.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from. Who do you think?
Who do you think? Who do you think?
I really want to know.
I need to leave.
Fuck.
Opening help. Thoughts.
Help.
It's not the committee.
I'm going with Rababa.
The plot fucking thickens.
The soup thickens.
The split pea soup thickens.
With ham.
The soup is the plot?
Sometimes.
By the transitive property, the soup is the plot.
Sometimes.
The plot of land?
1 + 2... Plus you one. Know,
it's two at the chandelier, not one at the chandelier. So it's, but even so, it would be 1 + 2.
Ah, the plot of land plus is one. In pea soup.
+1, +1. Sometimes it's thick as pea soup.
Yeah.
I have a plot of land in Scotland.
Question number one.
I hate you.
Transformers.
Ooh.
Or Legos.
I prefer it when Transformers meet the eye. When Legos
Jesus Christ.
When Legos meet the eye, it's a bad day.
God.
Because it's not just Transformers that is meeting the eye, it's more.
Yeah. Yeah. They are more than meets the eye. They also, you know, hit the face and the
cornea.
Yeah. The ear.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. That was good.
Thank you.
That was really fucking good. Yeah, I hate you so much.
God, the rare salsa handshake and a James fist bump.
Yeah.
Mm. No. God damn it, it was good.
All right. So I'm gonna say I played with a lot more Legos.
Mm.
Yeah, I had a couple of Transformers, but I had a shitload of Legos.
Yeah. Is there a unit of Legos smaller than a shitload? I feel like Legos are one of those things that you just always have a lot of. We did not buy that many Legos, and we have a fucking look.
I've been told that the plural of Lego is Lego, but I also don't care. So, Legos, yes.
Yeah, it is a mutable
in
language.
The same way that someone can have fishes, I will say that you can have many different kinds of Lego, and therefore Legos.
Yes, and geeses.
Yeah.
Hmm. Both Canadian and
regular
European, yeah, yeah,
and normal,
and normal. Weirdly, less angry than the Canadian geese. It's confusing.
It's where all their anger goes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So,
it goes into their geese.
Yeah,
I've told this story before, Salsa. You probably remember James repeating it.
I don't remember anybody repeating it.
Oh,
yeah.
No, people? What are you doing?
When every Canadian
house?
Is born. They're assigned a goose, and all of their hate and anger and frustration goes into the goose, and then they send him to America.
Damn it, that's really good.
I'm just imagining someone picking up a goose and screaming into the back, and then that goose is permanently fucked up.
Yes.
Have you met geese? They are already permanently fucked up.
Yeah,
that's very true.
That's why the Canadians chose the geese.
Yes. Yeah. Like, no one will notice. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go Lego. Yeah, I also love Transformers. But Lego are just fucking... You can do everything with them. Like, a pretty Lego true. Brick can become everything from a brick to a swan. Like,
made of bricks.
No. You're not. When you're using your imagination, it just becomes a swan.
Sure.
But it just, like, a bunch of squares can become whatever you want it to be. Whereas a transformer, if it doesn't, you don't do it just right.
It can really become three things. It can become a jet. It can become a robot, and can become broken.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
I will probably need to change my answer to Lego because Lego. But
sure.
I've got to stick with Transformer for now for the joke.
All right.
Yeah.
Plus, the Lego racing game was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, the movies were better.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Lego movies were really good. The most recent Transformers movie,
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee was super.
Bumblebee
good.
Was really good.
The newest one that came out just
Transformers 1.
Whatever it was called, I can't remember. One.
Yeah.
The animated one that came out recently. Very good.
Okay.
But the Lego
origin story.
Yeah, but the Lego movies have just been fun throughout. Yeah.
That's true.
Even the ones that weren't as good were still really fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the Transformers movies got real bad.
Oh, God.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when you live in the dream. God, that was such a subversive song. I loved it so much. Question number two. Giant playset.
Ooh.
Or vehicles. This one's an easy one for me. It's vehicles all the way. Because the giant playset... That's what you had. You had the giant playset in that one place. But if you had the vehicles, you could go everywhere.
So what I remember of childhood between head traumas was the desire to have Power Wheels was extraordinarily strong.
I believe you mean Pow Pow Power Wheels?
Pow Pow Power Wheels.
Certainly not what I was fucking meaning, but go ahead.
They were, like, the ads made them look super kick-ass. Mm-hmm. I had one friend who had them, and I found out that they really suck. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. pretty bad. Like, they're cool for about 10 minutes at a time, and then mm-hmm. you got to stop and let them charge for several hours, and you can't leave them hooked up. Otherwise, it's just like it's a thing. There's a whole goddamn maintenance schedule for them. Mm-hmm. You are effectively
then
giving
you need
your
to
child
change their oil every
job.
3 months.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. God.
So you bring it to the neighborhood kid who's like under the. Well, you're gonna need a new one of these, like holding out a koosh ball. The God damn it. So right. Okay. But those enormous wooden play structures that were labyrinthine, just like you could actually get lost in them. I miss those.
I miss the splinters, but
I mean, I don't either. And also, it was part of the experience.
Yeah.
I found out that several of them burned to the ground after being struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Or having older kids hide in them and smoke cigarettes and not stub the butts out properly. Right. Yeah, that they just
I'm sorry, okay.
Burned Jesus. Down. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I definitely miss that. So I would say structure.
Yeah. Do you know, I had, like, fucking half a tub of Micro Machines.
I loved Micro Machines. Mm. Just a little.
You could take a handful of Micro Machines.
Mm-hmm. No, I got it. I'm just mad at you.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's tough but fair.
Thank you.
Stick them in your pocket.
Yeah.
And just go anywhere. And if you had 2 minutes where you were bored, which for me was most minutes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking somewhere and dad stops to have a conversation with somebody
everyone,
he knows.
Fucking everyone that, that he doesn't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, oh, we've stopped. Car comes out of the pocket and you're driving on whatever wall is closest to you.
My sister gave me a tank that lit up.
Yeah.
On fire? Like a wooden play structure?
No, some of the Micro Machines, like if you press down on them, like their headlights would light up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Micro Machines were the boss.
They truly were. And the spokesperson was amazing.
Oh, yeah. They're driving really fast. Those are great commercials. I love those.
No, glue.
Yeah, I had none of this growing up. I had Barbies that I didn't care for.
Did your Barbie's headlights light up?
No.
If you squeeze the Barbie.
No, God.
If you put a mic clip on her. God damn it.
None of this was really, I guess I'm going to say play structure, because I'd go to a
Well, that's right. That was the question.
Fuck. But I never had toys. I had some toys, but they weren't great. It was mostly books and go play literally in the construction zone behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't go over to the train tracks.
Unless you want to squish some dimes.
No.
I got in trouble for that.
Yeah, we...
That's because you got caught, idiot.
No, I was asked a direct question and couldn't lie about it.
I believe that.
My statement stands.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we either played in the construction area behind the house or the old parking lot ramp thing at the end of the block. I guess that's like a giant play structure. That's about as close as I got, really.
All right.
Yep.
Question number 3. 80s and earlier.
Ooh.
Ooh, that one's me.
Or 90s and later.
Nope.
Definitely 80s and earlier.
80s and earlier.
Which 70s video and games 80s. Were better?
70s and 80s.
There wasn't a lot earlier than the 80s. So I don't think
Pac-Man,
that's the context.
Donkey Kong, and Mario Brothers.
Were better back then.
80s cartoons are the best.
Galaga.
90s I will only give to X-Men.
Tetris.
The rest of them, 80s cartoons all the way.
Yeah.
Some of this might be one of those things where age is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like these are Stefan questions also.
They really do kind of
It sounds
like
very Stefan, but...
It could be Rababa.
It could be Rababa.
Possibly.
My original guess was
We are also assuming
gray.
Video yeah. games and things like that. This could very
is
well...
That is very true.
So,
well, you're
shit.
Assuming video games. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. That's... yeah. I'm going to say...
I was saying me and James, because yeah. as soon as I suggested it, yeah. he went with it.
Yeah.
No.
So,
cartoons. I'm
very
going
pliable.
Cartoons.
I am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think 90s cartoons were better... But I think 70s and 80s cartoons were more fun. But they were just fucking nonsense. Like, they were
Gummy
really
bears,
bad.
Gummy bears, thousands here and there yeah. and everywhere.
I didn't see that until I was living in Switzerland.
Rainbow Bright
Gummy
and...
Bear.
Rainbow Bright, Care Bears were
Care Bears,
80s.
Those were.
Oh,
yeah,
my
those
God.
Those were 70s and 80s, yeah.
Don't make me rant about
strawberry
it.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Yep.
Care Cousins.
80s.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
G.I. Joe
was 80s, yeah.
Yep. Rocky and Bullwinkle all the way, man.
Rocky and Bullwinkle was very good.
He-Man.
The Animaniacs.
He-Man.
90s. Tiny Toons, 90s.
He-Man and She-Ra, 80s.
Yep, absolutely.
I would say the later He-Man and She-Ra are way better.
Smurfs.
I mean, they are. At least the She-Ra. Oh, God, I was going to say a thing, and then you were talking. It's fine. fuck, what was it? It's going to piss me off.
Was it the Smurfs?
No.
Okay.
Fuck.
Jackal.
Oh, what year did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come out?
Ooh, shit.
That was the question.
I feel like that was an 80s, but that
I feel like it was early 90s.
I'm going with very late 80s, but it definitely feels like a 90s cartoon.
I'm
pretty
sure.
Like,
87.
87.
Okay. For 10 seasons, though, so it was into the 90s, but it started.
I was about to say, it definitely feels like a 90s cartoon, but... When did Simpsons come out?
Simpsons came out when I was in kindergarten.
Okay.
So that would have also been...
80s.
80s... What, 88?
Late
80s,
yeah.
87, 88? Yeah.
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 Somewhere there. Okay.
Smurfs. I'm going to say later, because there's also... Adventure Time, Steven Universe, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, the 1980s Legend of Zelda cartoon was the worst.
Yep.
Truly, truly fucking miserable.
He was such a douchebag teenager
my God.
In those cartoons.
The worst
well,
of the 80s.
Excuse me,
distilled.
Princess.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I would like to live to be in my 90s or later.
Mm. I don't actually know that I want to get to my 90s.
Hmm.
I do. I want to be a cantankerous fuck.
I think it depends.
With
I
a big
getting a start on it early.
Scraggly white beard.
Right.
Going to Renaissance festivals.
What do you mean,
want to kids back in my day.
What do you mean, want to be?
How awesome I was when I was their age, and they're just not getting it. Like, this is...
Okay.
This is... I'm going to have... I'm sorry. I'm going to have 6 decades of doing that. Don't even...
He's already wearing the sweater, but he's going to grow into it?
Yes.
Is this what we're...
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't want to do it for a few years. Yeah. I want to do it for 6 decades.
I mean, I think the thing is, in my family, our brains tend to...
to go? Yeah.
Go. And I don't want to be around in my 90s if my brain's not there.
That's fair.
That just seems like a burden to other people at that point. And I'm not... Mm-hmm. If I'm not actually living my life, I don't want to be here for it.
Yeah.
Which sounds morbid, but in your 90s, I think it's less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
No, I just want to be that leathery skinned white haired guy at the Renaissance festivals telling kids that
you know, with
things
a little
used
chalk
to be
dust,
better.
We could make it happen now.
I mean, you're definitely getting there, Salson.
I know. I'm excited.
How many I'm years so happy have you worked at the Renaissance Festival?
Not as many as you, Jenna.
Mm, no. Okay. Mm. Anyway.
Someday I will.
Are you going to kill me?
Jesus.
Shit. That sounded like a threat.
Wow, yeah.
Someday I'll catch up to you.
I mean, I am older. I could die earlier, and you know it could happen.
No, I just because I'm doing
a
Renaissance.
A very dumb person
I'm doing Renaissance festivals
on the
side,
from you.
So I'm catching up.
Don't try to catch up
in sheer man hours.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Okay. All right, buddy.
Well, I mean, to be fair, man hours are like.
Why's it got to be
bigger
man hours?
Yeah. Yeah, your hours are 7/10 of what he is.
Right. Yeah, exactly. See?
Dumb. Yeah.
I hate everything.
Yeah. Well, for a good reason.
Did we answer
but
the question, what's next?
But you only hate 7/10 of everything I hate.
No, that's absolutely
God,
not true.
Damn it.
I have so much more hate than you.
That is very true. She's got a trophy and everything.
Yeah, it's true.
I do.
Yep.
It's a lovely trophy.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
What was the question again? Did we
80s
answer
and earlier or 90s and later?
I said 90s and later.
80s.
Fuck.
Go.
All right. Question number 4. A bath or shower?
Oh.
I love a bath.
I love a bath, but I always end up taking a shower afterwards because I'm not clean after a bath. I'm just relaxed after a bath.
You're just wet.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Nope.
Okay.
But I do appreciate a good soak. Epsom salts. I've got lavender bubble bath. I have a whole process. I have a tub pillow for my clawfoot tub, and I have the little tray.
It's an outstanding plan.
And my favorite part about my tub is that there is the slowest of drain leaks, which means the water will very slowly recede.
And then you need to refill it with hot water.
And then I refill it with hot water. So, like, it gets to a certain point, and I'm like, I bet my water's hot. And I turn on the hot water and just fill it back up. Perpetual bath. I've done 4.5 hours just.
Goddamn.
Oh. So good.
I have definitely taken 4-hour baths before. It is marvelous.
Definitely can be if you can keep the water going. That's I think that's the important thing.
That is important.
Yeah.
Unless it's a jacuzzi tub, what's the point?
Soaking.
Meh, bored.
I'm sure
already bored.
Although I do like to soak while reading.
I also have been in the bath while reading, and then the book gets wet. And I could easily take a shower and then go read a book.
Ugh.
I mean, you can.
And I do.
Mm. I also drink a can of gravy and then eat dry mashed potatoes.
God.
That sounds good.
I do like...
I'm fine with that.
I like soaking with Epsom salts specifically.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I just feel more relaxed afterwards.
For sure.
I can't do the I get out of the tub and all I feel is
your
is
skin
the
feel dry
salts
and itchy.
Yeah. I take like 2 baths a year, and it's because
we know
my muscles are really sore, and it's just I just need some to
generally during the festival season.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, most people shower in between just to make sure. But,
Otherwise, it's all showers.
Yeah,
it's just in and out in like as fast as humanly possible. And
I also like long showers sometimes too, though. Mm. Like I have one of those massager heads.
Well, I know why you're.
We're not
there
making.
For a long time.
I'm leaving that one on the
really?
Table. Yeah,
that's the joke that you're not going to make. All that other shit that I was saying, joke away, funny man.
Low hanging fruit there, Salsa.
Yeah, that's what the shower head is doing to you.
Yes, well
wow.
said.
Uh-huh. No, I was just going to let you
eloquent.
Twist in that way. Yep. Yeah, all right. God
no,
damn.
I do actually just enjoy the like massager on the back vibe. Just it feels nice.
It grates at me after a little bit. Yeah. Like it feels nice for about 2 minutes, then I'm like, okay, this is starting to irritate me.
I have found that the massage setting does an amazing job of actually getting through to my scalp.
Yes, there is that.
Something gets through to you.
Just
wow.
Yeah,
that is mildly amusing. Well done.
Yeah. So, the regular setting for the regular scrubbing, and then use the massage setting for washing my hair.
Okay, because there's my normal setting, yes, which is fine for rinsing, but it's not. Sure. Powerful, you know what I mean?
I've got
about 7 or 8 different settings, and 4 of them are massage style things.
One of them is frappe,
but one of them is just basically mm-hmm. power stream,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I like using for my hair because it gets through down to the scalp. The massager does, but mm-hmm. when I'm trying to get the proper even soak, mm-hmm. the massager doesn't feel quite right. Now, I do, after rinsing everything, enjoy just having the massager pounding against my head. That's lovely.
Hmm.
But for me, I like just that power stream, the forced pressurized one.
One of the things that sold me on the shower head that I've got is that you can actually detach the little radar array, the saucer section of the Enterprise.
Sure.
And then the handle is a high pressure sprayer.
Okay, just
for hosing
down
your
goddamn garden hose.
Like a garden hose that permanently has a thumb over it.
Okay.
Insanely high pressure.
I mean, that does sound lovely. That's one of the settings I have on my head, though.
I think I might try that for washing my hair.
Yeah. Hmm. No, it's great. It gets everything so well.
Amazing.
Getting that pressurized stream. Hmm.
I use it for cleaning out the sink. I use it for cleaning the shower. That's perfect for...
Absolutely,
in combination with a scrub brush. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
When we bought our shower head, we went through the settings and it was that one we like, and we haven't changed it since.
I use 3 different settings at least every time I take a shower.
No, it's just full force, and that's all we use.
Hmm. Yeah.
We're simple folk.
I mean, it's possible that, other people switch it and then just put it back when they're done.
No, we're simple.
Okay. Way to speak for everybody.
Well, I've been in the shower when other people are in the shower. I know what they're doing in there.
When you're there.
Showering.
Yeah.
They could do something different when you're not there, Salsa. How do you feel about object permanence?
Who are
he doesn't.
People?
All right.
Have you never just been in a hurry and showered with your significant other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, why
are
you
so... But that's not every shower.
It's many showers.
Actually, for me, it was always the occasional shower, mostly because I've never had a significant other that likes the water as hot as I do.
That is a problem that I also have.
Yeah, okay. I want to peel my skin off with the shower, and my partners apparently enjoy having skin. So
I like a 10 out of 11.
Yeah,
I'm
probably a 9.
I need to get in and be in for a few moments, slowly incrementing it up. Until you
get to the super hot?
Can get used to the super hot, and then my wife can come in and be comfortable.
Yeah, most of my partners, out of 11, they like a 5 or a 6.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my wife is also a flake of skin from your bones.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
But then, for me, I will just turn the fucking shower on and get in, and then it's brutally cold for 20-30 seconds, and then it gets hot.
I take the shower head off the little hanger thing,
sure.
And then I turn it on and I flip it to the shower head, and I brush it, spray my feet, and when my feet are the right temperature with the sprayer head, then I put it back.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I just
that's
started.
How it works,
I started at 70%. And then once my body has acclimated to that, I go up till 75, 80, 85, 90.
I probably started about 80, 85. But, because it takes so long. I'm in an old house, and it takes forever for the hot water to get up there. So,
sure.
Yeah. I don't get to start at an instant 85.
No, mine takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours also takes time, but when it hits, it hits.
sure.
It's like, it's cold. Oh my God, it's hot.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because we have our water heater cranked up. So when that when that threshold hits, it hits.
I was told that I could save quite a lot of money by having it functionally at the top temperature that people in the house find at all comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do here too.
Yeah. I found I could...
No, fair enough.
Yeah. I found I could save a lot of heartache by just having it at the fucking highest setting to make my wife happy.
Huh. Yeah, that too. Yeah. Well, all right.
Anyway.
Question number five.
Oh, shit.
Hot or cold?
Hot. Hot. I like it hot, hot, hot.
See people showering. They in that shower feeling hot, hot, hot. Hot, hot. Burr, 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 burr.
All right. I think I use more...
I'm never going to say this about us in this podcast, but are we all hot?
No.
Okay.
I'm definitely not.
For showers.
No. I have to get to that point. I need to get used to it in order to get
close. He's a shower, not a grower.
Oh, my God. I want to tell you to leave so badly right now.
I'm fine with it.
But
go
you
away.
Drove. No, yeah. I need him.
No, just go upstairs.
Yeah, so I'll say you're bringing Jenna home.
All right, bye.
All right, you're paying for the Uber?
No.
Oh. No, stay here, James.
Okay. Oh, but I stood up already.
Yeah, no, the shower's at like 70% for me. And then my wife gets in and is like, nope, we're cranking that up.
But 70 is still pretty much, like, previous partners of mine have been like, lukewarm. And I'm like, why are you even in a shower?
Oh, no, I want to get clean. Doing?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And then he wants to hop
clean.
In the dryer.
Little off balance.
Little off balance.
That's the worst when you leave change in him. That's.
I don't believe sausage changes ever. No.
Or a lip balm, I guess.
No, but I am the change I want to see.
Oh, no.
In the dryer?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Oh God, we're idiots.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going hot.
All right.
For pretty much everything.
I'll go cold.
It's cold for me.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one: Transformers or Lego? Yeah. Which is less inviting to play with when displayed on a bookshelf?
Ooh.
A collection of Transformers in robot mode or a collection of completed Lego sets?
I don't want to play with completed Lego sets. Somebody spent the time. They put the thing together. They did the... Yeah.
I will 100% play with a Transformer on a shelf.
Yeah.
That's easy.
That's what it's there for.
So less inviting, Legos.
Legos.
Yeah?
Yep. Oh, I was right. I did need to switch to Legos.
That is weirdly true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Giant playset or vehicles? Which accessory was more fun to play with your dolls? Action figures. It can be a doll as a child.
Both.
Which accessory was more fun to play with your dolls as a child? The giant playset or the vehicles?
Castle Grayskull was the best.
It truly was. I didn't even have it, and it was the best.
Yeah, yeah. It was fantastic. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
still got to go vehicles, honestly.
I only had a vehicle playset. I didn't have any of the giant playsets.
But, I mean, that's exactly what I said earlier. The playset is stationary. It goes there, whereas the vehicle could go anywhere. And it went outside. It went inside. It went upstairs. It went downstairs.
Yeah. I think the problem I have is that we had Castle Grayskull. And then
that's it.
I had...
Just the castle. No action figures.
We had a couple action figures.
And hand puppets.
But the only vehicle I had was for my Barbies, and I didn't care to play with my Barbies. Playset.
Come to think of it, I did have playsets for my Micro Machines.
Sure.
And I did play with those a lot.
Well, now I have no idea what the answer is.
But I played with the Micro Machines more, so vehicle?
Sure. I'll buy it.
All right.
All right.
Question number three, 80s and earlier or 90s and later, what span of time is most of your furniture from?
Right now?
I don't know.
I have a very beautiful mix. A lot of my shelving stuff is 90s or later.
Yeah.
Things that I've gotten within the past 10 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
My dining room table is definitely older.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the, like, my chairs are older. I don't know about the couch. I suppose I could ask your spouse. I get the feeling that's newer, though.
I think it is. I think that's at least 90s, if not.
Yeah, I'm guessing early 2000s on that. Yeah.
It's very, picture the cast of Friends on it.
Yeah. The bed is newer. The dresser is not. Like, I'm just, yeah, like, I think I've got a very big mix of both.
Yeah.
I like things that look more like Victorian or turn of the century type stuff. And a lot of my stuff does look from there. But yeah, overall, it's a mix.
I've got a couple treasured pieces of older furniture, but for the most part, my house is all 90s and newer for furnishings. Yeah, I think the oldest thing that I've got is a 1950s dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bookcase from the 70s that really should not have survived this long.
If Chekhov threatened to introduce a gun to my head, I still couldn't tell you when my furniture
any of your
is.
Furniture, yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. It's a couch. It's a table. I don't know when it was
couches
made.
Couches 90s or later.
Is it?
Easily. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm actually not 100% certain I would have gone with that. It could be 80s.
I'm basing it on the style of the back in addition to the style of the arms.
It's the style of the arms that makes me think 80s.
Sure.
Actually.
Yeah. The back leads me to believe that it's a 90s couch.
The back actually doesn't really tell me much of anything.
It's a couch.
The wooden chairs over there are definitely earlier.
Yeah. Your work desk is, I want to say, 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, the work desk is... That one I can say just based on the material that it's going to be later. But, like, that cabinet, I would say
80s.
This table,
earlier.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, our dining room table, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't you make this table?
I put legs on it, but I bought the top.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I miss having a 1950s record console.
I believe that.
And a couple of other things, too. You know, but...
One of my desks is a sit-stand desk that I bought 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. One of my desks is from, like, the 40s, right. I think. Like...
Mm.
Mm.
Furniture styles are definitely a blind spot for me.
That's fair.
Hmm.
I was partway to an interior decorating certificate, so I have an idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I also never finished it,
sure.
So...
But you're... Yeah, you're way ahead of me. It's one of those things that I could tell you a whole lot about video games, but it is not one of my forts.
Yep.
Anyway, question number four: bath or shower? Which activity is more difficult to clean a small child? Shower.
I think shower.
I think it depends on, like, it's. I think in some ways it can be easier to clean a small child with the shower head that you can bring down and kind of...
If you have a detachable shower head.
If you have a detachable shower head, I think that can be easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't, do a bath.
Yeah.
Put them in a bucket.
Yep.
Shower toys suck.
Yeah.
Hmm? Shower toys suck.
Eh.
Tell that to my son. Who would have fucking hour-long showers because he's playing in there.
I mean, you got to do the thing where you're like, casting water from your fingertips and like making a little cup.
Oh no, he had full on toys. He had a whole box of toys that they were showered with toys.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Question number 5, hot or cold. What temperature do you need to be to fall asleep?
I prefer falling asleep warm.
Fuck.
I've got to have that leg out. I have to have that leg out.
So it's fucked up. It's real fucked up, friends.
I'm not surprised.
Because I need the room to be cold so that my body can be covered. So that I don't have to have a leg out. If it is too warm, I will have just the sheet over me. But I can't. I have to have something covering.
Yeah, I also have to have something covering, but I also sleep pretty darn well warm. I do not sleep well during a hot flash. Those are two separate things.
Yes, yeah. That's,
and I need to make sure everybody is aware those are two separate things.
Yeah, that is, we're not.
But yeah, even being super warm.
Yeah.
I could be sweating under the sheets and sleep just fine. I know because Joe's told me.
Interesting.
But if I have a hot flash, it's different. Mm-hmm. It's weirdly something from the inside that's lighting me on fire and I have to get up. So
I have no problem falling asleep just on top of the sheets.
Yeah.
Especially my spouse loves having a running fan going and moving air will keep me awake.
We've talked about this one.
Yeah.
I also cannot have moving air on my body. I don't like the feeling of things brushing lightly against me. I consistently think there's bugs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's warm out, like just a couple nights ago when it was warm out, we've got the ceiling fan on, and I just fell asleep on top of the bed.
Nope.
No.
Completely naked, on top of the bed, fan on. It was lovely.
There are a lot of reasons Jenna doesn't like that.
So happy for you. Yeah, I don't want to think about that on multiple levels, actually.
Yeah, no.
It's because my dangly bits.
Yep. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I try to forget about your dangly bits.
It's because they weren't dangling at that moment.
I hate you.
Even I'm a little traumatized. All right.
Anyway.
It's good to be me.
Is it?
Yes. Oh. Yes, it is. Mm. Closing thoughts. Did you guess?
Guess who?
I mean, I'm guessing Stefan Senpai.
I'm guessing Rababa.
It's Stefan Senpai!
Hey!
I'm only guessing Rababa because I want him to fucking send one in, god damn it.
I mean, there's that too.
You're going to give Stolen Valor to Rob just so that he can send one in?
But then he's going to be like, I don't have to.
I already did.
Yeah.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, Rob.
That one.
Yeah. Then you should go to AONpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have a shout out?
I would like to give a shout out to just the local theater scene. Jesus fucking Christ, there's so much good stuff out there. There are things that I missed this weekend that I wanted to go see that I couldn't because I was seeing other amazing things this weekend. Like, you guys, we are so fucking lucky to have such a vast and dynamic theater scene in the Twin Cities area, and fucking take advantage of that shit, yo.
Yeah.
Just straight up shout out to the awesomeness of our scene.
I've got a shout out to Mike D for hosting this and other British panel shows, and I'm always excited to do his shows. I'm always excited to do there's a handful of people whose shows I'm always 100% in on, And yeah, I just I look forward to it.
I'm going to give my shout out to my wife. Not just because Mother's Day was yesterday, but also because she took me to the opera. It's fucking great. So, yeah. No, she's awesome. Also, the Minnesota Opera. It's pretty fucking cool. Go.
Yeah. Oh,
go,
hell yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Kind of, yeah.
All right.
So, over the weekend, the production list for the Twin Cities Horror Festival season 14 was published. So go to the website and take a look. We've got, again, we did expand this year, so now we have 13 staged productions as opposed to the regular 11.
Wow.
Plus, we've got a bonus special opening night event with another company. We don't have any descriptions of shows yet, but we do have a list of the theater companies producing this year. One cute little side thing, we have, I don't remember if it was four or five different BIPOC-led productions this
year.
Hell
yes.
One of the things we do is we have scholarships for BIPOC producers to help pay for stuff. We have tapped our scholarship fund this year.
That's fucking awesome.
It is empty. We have like $14 left or something like that. So next November, I'm going to be asking for more money to help replenish that. Yeah, we are so very solidly BIPOC. We've got a lot of LGBT representation this year, a lot of solid female leads this year. Like, I am stoked for the amount of representation that we have this year. It is going to be incredible. So
something to look forward to.
So yeah, go to tchorrorfestival.com and take a look at that list. A lot of returning favorites, some new people as well. Some people that have done Fringe and are very popular at Fringe that have never done our festival before. Ooh. So yeah, take a look. It's a hella good list, y'all.
Brent.
I'm very excited for this.
Yeah.
All right.
Minprov is an improv group local to the Twin Cities that is entirely comprised of folks who have neurological differences. And Jax is on that and is offering, if you go to that, to one of the Minprov shows and you would like a code, and you are somehow associated with one of us, you can message us for a code to get a large percentage of the ticket price off. Up to, depending on the show, it can be up to 50% off of a ticket. So there's that. And then there is a Minprov show on Wednesday. Jax is not in that one, but will be in others. So there's that. Almost all of them are at the Hive Collaborative as
nice.
Well. Great place. And then also coming up this fucking weekend, this Sunday, is Vilification.
Sunday.
Vilification Tennis Taskmaster. This is not just a regular Vil show that's sort of Taskmaster themed. Like, we do a good job with the themes, but this is seriously months in the making.
I've heard so much about the creation of this one.
So much work has gone into this. I helped, and I'm still buying a ticket to go see it. I have my ticket. Do you have yours? I wholeheartedly suggest buying a ticket sooner rather than later. Our last Taskmaster show was standing room only. Even if you do not get a ticket ahead of time and you would like to see it, go. I know we added seats last time in order to get more people in to watch. So, fully recommend. And then the show that I directed is going to be coming up next month for Vilten. So, yeah, looking forward to that as well. But more information on that as it comes up.
No.
All right. this coming weekend, if you are unable to get tickets to Vilification Taskmaster for some reason, because they get sold out, then maybe you should go to Janesville, Wisconsin, and go to the Janesville Renaissance Festival, where Casimir the Hungry will be performing. Awesome. I literally got the schedule as we were recording this episode, so I am looking at it. It looks like I am going to be performing at 11:30, 2, and 4:30. I think I have all of that information right.
Again, industrious persons could see both.
I haven't had, you could. That'll be where I will be this coming weekend. So,
nice.
Check that out. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye bye. Love you. Bye bye bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. Genuinely, thank you so very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much to not Rob, but Stefan for sending in that Fast Five. Rob, you too could be thanked. If you just, you know what to do. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake. I don't know what you're doing over there. But that was a bad joke.
I love that so much.